All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you want to jump into the mix, I'm going to continue with this, but I'll be happy to take phone calls if you have any questions, if you have any comments on it. Not only are you duped into their income tax fraud, but if you wish to purchase a home, you are lent this fiat currency and then must trade your labor, which, by the way, is your most precious commodity. And then ultimately, if you pay off a 30-year mortgage, you repay about four times what you borrow, because the first 15 years of that loan, better than 90% of that money is interest. And it's designed that way deliberately. About four times what you'd borrowed on a 30-year mortgage. Are we now starting to see? Remember the show that I did on Libya and how they lived under Gaddafi? Are we now starting to see why living in Libya under Gaddafi was much closer to utopia than here in the West? Fiat currency is essentially a claim on human labor, as it is also defined as debt. The only thing in this game that has real value is the promissory note that you sign for your car, for your credit card, for your house, for whatever you sign for. It's your signature, folks. It's guaranteeing your labor, which is the only thing that really has the value to repay your debt. At the heart of our money system is a massive fraud. Notice how they've never audited the Federal Reserve. Oh, it comes up here and there, and Ron Paul brings it up, and Rand Paul brings it up, and Donald Trump brings it up, but you never see it happening. It's a massive fraud. The money is created with your signature. It is brought into existence by your promise of your labor, your future labor. It is securitized, handcuffing you into repaying it with interest through your labor. And the irony of this is, the banks lend the money, and the people are asked to repay the money lent with interest. Yet, the bank never creates the interest for the borrower to repay the debt. Hence, in this kind of system, the money system has to continually increase in order for the debtor to repay the debt. Now, this might come to mind. We've all had these thoughts, and we've heard this in the defense budget and so forth, about the $100 toilets and squandering $1.5 trillion on the F-35 fighter jet. Okay, there's a reason for that, because this system has to continually expand like a bubble. Because if it stops, there's no money to repay the interest, and it all implodes. That's why the government doesn't care how much money they spend. They don't care if they spend tenfold the money on something, you know, they spend 10 bucks on something that should cost a dollar. They don't care. Somebody like Donald Trump walks into office and everybody gets their panties in a bunch because this guy wants to cut the cost from Boeing on a specific aircraft or whatever, and everybody's going nuts. That's why. Because they know that this system has to continually keep expanded or it will implode. And not only does it have to increase, but it has to increase exponentially. More on top of more. It is also like playing a game of musical chairs, because somebody won't be able to repay the debt because that money does not exist. This is what creates poverty and the crazy competition and not enough to go around. This is the biggest problem with the fractional reserve banking system. There is nothing taught about this in school. Why? Because it's a con game, folks. It is a complete 180-degree turn from the way people think it is. We think when we get a loan, it actually comes from the bank, and they go into their vault and they get the money out. No, it comes from us. Our signature is the most powerful entity on the planet, and it gives your promise to exchange your labor for repayment. And also remember, it is your signature that gives consent. Money does not exist. It is a figment of our imagination, and it is backed by nothing. When you borrow from a bank, you sign a debt instrument, a note, if you will. The info is put into their computer, and presto, the debt instrument is brought into existence. It comes to life. The only thing of real value is your signature on that note, stating that you promise to exchange your labor to repay the note and the interest. Now, why do you think that they have bundled up all these mortgages? This is where they got into this trouble to begin with the, what do you call it? Oh, gosh, the name escapes me now. With the bailouts, with the collateralized debt obligations, they were bundling up these mortgages and selling them off to anybody that would invest in it. And they got in trouble because they started putting subprime mortgages into these mortgages, and the subprime loans started to default, and they realized that they'd been sold a bill of goods. So this is where they got into this debacle to begin with. And they had the bailout. They bailed out the too big to fail banks, okay? And there was actually several trillion dollars that were paid out in secret by the Federal Reserve. Bernanke wouldn't talk about it at all. You can recall that, okay? And it's still going on, folks, to this day. Remember, for a contract to be legal, it must have equal worth. The bank gives you nothing and expects you to repay it with your labor. The most valuable commodity on the planet is your labor, and you have to use that to pay it back. This alone renders a contract void. Debt and the entire industry that goes with it is essential to the control system that surrounds you. The only times when we feel threatened or possibly intimidated are in police encounters or when the bank or the IRS, etc., sends debt collectors after you. Owing debt instruments, FRNs, is not a crime, and you cannot go to prison for not paying a debt. The entire debt industry runs on fear and ignorance. Debt collectors only have the power that you give to them. These people either bully or trick you into contracting with them, and until you contract with them, they have nothing until you consent. Do not give them consent. The only person who owns the debt is the person who worries about it. So, dealing with debt. A promissory note is a promise to pay created by the debtor. A bill of exchange is an order to pay and created by the creditor, and they both have value. Lawful against legal. Know your rights, folks. Lawful is common law, the law that governs all people. In essence, don't cause any loss or damage to any person. Legal is enforcing policies, acts, civil matters, and statutes, which, when studied, many times are not actually lawful. Basically, anything that isn't criminal. For there to be a crime, there has to be an injured party, and in this case, a human. There are three basic principles to that law that need apply. Number one, actually there's four. Number one, do not breach the peace. Number two, cause no one else any harm. Number three, cause no one else any loss. And number four, no mischief in your promises and agreements. Apart from that, everything else is free rein. Legal is a myriad of laws, policies, regulations by the tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of which we are told ignorance of the law is no excuse. Yet, to know all these so-called laws, one would literally, and I mean literally, have to spend their life in a law library. And it has been said with these laws that not a day can go by that we are not breaking at least one or more of those laws. Ignorantly doing so, okay? Just waking up, being a human being, going about your daily life, I guarantee you, you break at least one law per day. Because government is a creation of man and can never be above man. They need your consent before they have the force of law. It is an assumption that everyone walking upon this land has given consent to be ruled by these people. This assumption is not true. One's jurisdiction can be carried with them. Police have no power over a person with diplomatic immunity. As such, unless given consent or by contracting, we allow ourselves to be governed. For an act to be lawful, it has to have the consent of the people. By verbally agreeing with a police officer, for example, you are consenting to a verbal contract. When a police officer says to you, "Do you understand?" what they are actually asking is if you stand under his or her authority. Always remember that, folks. When you interact with the police or a court system, they will ask you for your name, address, and date of birth. This is done to create a joinder between you and your legal fiction and to trick you into representing it. And once you agree to represent your legal fiction, now they can deal with you. If you choose not to supply your name, they cannot apply their mechanisms to you. They have no name for their paperwork, of which is how their system works. Now, any questions they ask can be replied with, quote, "Am I obliged to give you that?" unquote. And, quote, "Am I being detained or am I free to leave?" unquote. Legally, to ask your name, they need to suspect you of committing a crime. Remember that, folks. Legally, to ask your name, they need to suspect you of committing a crime. So ask them that. If you've not broken any law, you are not obligated to even engage with them. If one has not broken any law, no one has the right to tell you what to do. It is possible if you run into a bad cop, he can knock you to the ground, cuff you and drag you off to jail, and literally try to bully you into submission. However, to do so and or detain you in a jail cell is literally torture. Also, remember, we are all innocent until proven guilty. If a policeman stops you in the street and you haven't broken any laws, do not comply, as they are usually fishing. Always ask, "Am I being detained?" or "Am I free to go?" Do not give any details, names, addresses, and ask if you're obliged to. If he answers yes, ask him under what law that can be found. If they try to search or arrest you without your consent, tell them that you are doing this under duress. Do not comply. Only interact if you wish to do so. If you do not, then do not consent. Are you under your oath? A police officer's oath is to uphold the law of the land, not the statutes or the law of the commerce or the admiralty. Though told otherwise by many police officers, it is not illegal to film them in the course of their duties to film the police in a public domain. One can film anyone or anything in a public domain, and there is no law that says otherwise. So stand up for your rights and do not allow the police or anyone to intimidate you, folks. Okay, well, let's see. Do I want to continue with this? I suppose I should. If a police officer wishes to search your person, ask them. Oh, come on. My screen keeps flipping around here. Where'd it go? If a police officer wishes to search your person, ask them if you are a suspect in a crime. Do not consent with the search and make it known to them that you do not consent and that it is against your wishes. Do not sign any paperwork. A signature is your consent. Always try and film any encounter that you have with the police. This may later protect you from statements or reports that the police may fabricate. It also seems to change their attitude of one to a more professional conduct. If an officer insists on searching, ask him on what grounds, what object they are looking for, and what legislation the searching power is being used. This brings to mind many stories I can tell you way back in the day where I was investigating certain arrests and so forth. And I would read police reports where a guy would be literally a domestic abuse or an alleged domestic abuse. The police would come into a guy's or this particular guy's house and they basically knocked him down, dragged him out, beat him up, cuffed him, and threw him in jail. And after the fact, I was on the air, and he contacted me, and I actually sat down with this gentleman, and I read five police reports of five officers that were there. All five of them were full of contradictions and lies. It's kind of like the 302s with the FBI, okay? Well, it's a statement or an overview of what the one agent said the other agent said, and, you know, then it gets passed down, and it's like second or third or fourth party. So my point is this, on the debt issue, it's consent. Our consent, your signature is the most important thing of value that you have. Do not consent. Back to the debt collectors for a moment. And by the way, I used this at one point in time, and yes, indeed, it works. How many of you have ever had a bill go into collections? And what happens is, a lot of these places will, you know, they'll try to collect, they'll send you a few threatening notices, and then what they'll do is they'll just charge it off. They'll charge it off as a loss, and they'll ultimately, they have these, I'd call them buzzards, that are law firms or whatever, that will come in and they will buy a stack of these charge-offs for pennies on the dollar. They will take these charge-offs and they will then contact you and tell you that you owe them the money. And I'm sure many of you out there have gotten these things saying, okay, you have a bill of, you know, whatever, call it $1,000, and we're willing to, you know, to give you a one-time acceptance offer of, if you pay it now, it'll only cost you $500. Well, they bought that bill for probably $50 or $20 or whatever. So what you're doing is you're just literally writing them a check, even though you think you're only paying half and it's going to be wiped out. They're actually making a profit on a former debt that you had. And the way that you address these people, first of all, if it's a charge-off, okay, they have paid money on somebody else's debt. All you have to say, if one of those people calls you up and say, I want to thank you so much, sir, and they'll say, why is that? Because you just paid my debt. And the issue is they know it, but they use fear. Just like I said, fear is the most – that fear and finances – fear is the ultimate in controlling a human being, and that's what they do. They try to instill fear in you, and they try to intimidate you. And once they realize that you have no fear, once they realize that you're onto their game, they go away. How do I know that? Because I did it. I did it with four or five different collections I had many, many years ago, and I had researched this prior. I had carried out the details of the research that I had done, and sure enough, every one of those debt collectors went away. As far as I'm concerned, my position, my perspective on debt collectors is they are scum of the earth, because they're trying to collect labor out of you that you never contracted with them to begin with. And you can always use that on them. If you tell them thank you for paying off the debt and they insist or they continue, you say, well, please, sir, do me a favor and send me a copy of the contract that I have with you. They go away because you have no contract with them and they know it. So phone lines are open. I haven't heard the phone ring yet. Maybe it's because people are, you know, intent on listening what I have to say. Maybe it's because nobody's listening tonight. I don't know. Anyway, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That is my report, and I'm always willing to help people, you know, give out my experiences. Now, I don't want to call it advice, but I'll give out my experiences of things that have happened to me in the past. I'll listen to your situation and tell you what I would do if it's of any interest to you. But one story I will share with you, and this is several years ago. Many of you know I followed Irwin Schiff. I bought a lot of his material, followed his trial, you know, went through that whole nine yards. And I filed zero returns back in 1994, 1995, 1996, and 1997, I believe. And originally when I was called into the IRS, the 95 return, you know, there's the music. I'll be back. I'll continue with this story when I get back. See you on the other side. Phone lines are open, 800-313-944. Be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. A global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Again, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting back to my story, your signature being the most important thing you have. The first time that I was called into the IRS was over this whole Irwin Schiff thing and the zero returns, and they had charged me a frivolous penalty on my 1995 tax return. And eventually I wrote them a letter and I got it back. The 1996 tax return, they changed the law about that, and they didn't give it back. So that's when I stuck the Internal Revenue Service code in the lady's face, and she stuck a badge in my face and asked me if I was ready to file my return and pay my taxes today. And I reached in my briefcase, pulled out an Internal Revenue Service code, and I said, as soon as you show me the law that says I'm liable to pay the tax. And she turned white as a ghost and ran out of the room. Let's go to Mike in Colorado. Mike, you're on with Michael. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Michael. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. I didn't know if I had to wait for the thing. I think it's fantastic you're sharing this non-compliance, because that is what my entire life is about, is not complying with their shenanigans. I haven't filed since 03, uh-huh. And I have received zero letters. Not a one.
Okay, let me
ask
you.
I was employed by businesses that claimed I owed taxes up until 5 years ago, and they have not sent me a darn thing. And I'm just waiting for the day, because I understand the system. I understand what they're going to try to do, but they haven't even bothered. And I don't know if it's because there's too many of us now or what the deal is, but
I can tell you if it comes. I'm not going to say when it comes, but in my case, it came. But, you know, if it comes, it's going to be worded such in such a way like this. you know, Mike, you know, we, our records indicate that you haven't filed a tax return for the years, blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Then it'll go on to say, if you feel you're not required to file, please tell us why on the bottom, and they won't give you any space, okay, at the bottom.
Two lines.
Yeah. But the reason that they do that is they're very careful about it. Remember earlier in the broadcast, I said that there is nowhere, anywhere in their publications that says that you're liable to pay an income tax. And they know it. Okay? You have to assume that you're liable to pay the income tax. And as soon as you file, as soon as you sign in a penalty perjury on that dotted line, that you state that whatever figure is in line 27, I think it is income, then all they're doing is going, okay, we believe you pay us. But what'll happen is, if and when you get that letter, if you don't respond to it, then they'll start stepping it up. And you do have to understand and know, or you do have to comprehend and know how to respond to that. Otherwise, they will suck you in. And if that day ever comes, get in touch with me, and I'll tell you how to do it. Okay?
Which I appreciate, and I've learned from listening not only to John, but old Ralph Winterud, and yourself, is that if we don't contract with the state, no matter what they say, if I do not contract with them, then they don't have anywhere to go. They
right.
have nowhere and, to go if I don't contract with them.
Right. It's all what is legal and what is lawful. And remember, they're not dealing with you, the flesh and blood human being. They are dealing with a corporate fiction. And they have no place to go if there isn't any paperwork by the corporate fiction with the corporate fiction signature on it. That's
right,
why when you go
on, my parents instituted that corporate fiction without my consent, and
that's
my
true.
Parents are known liars because my parents told me that Santa Claus was real and the Easter Bunny was real. So I can't take my parents at their word because they have lied to me, and they instituted this. Am I pretty close?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. You know, even legally speaking, and it's not an easy thing to do, I never did it, but I know of people that have. And you can actually opt out of, if you wanted to, the Social Security system because you know, I don't know how old you are, but at the time that I got a Social Security number, I wasn't even of legal age to sign a contract.
Neither
so,
was I. I remember it was third grade, and they came in, and everybody that didn't have one, they made us get one.
Right. And
I was
so,
a minor child, and so
yes.
I couldn't consent to contract.
So yes, you couldn't consent to contract, so it's null and void on its face. Now, you didn't know that then. You know it now. And if you wanted to take the effort, which it is convoluted, but if you wanted to take the effort, ultimately you could opt out of it. You know, I don't recommend anybody do that or not do that. I'm just saying that is an option. You know, so, but as far as the government itself is concerned on the income tax issue, I've read a number of books on it. I've read Pete Hendrickson's book. I've read Otto Skinner's book. Let me hold you over, Mike. I'm going to go to a break, and I'll be back. I'll tell you a little bit more.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Simulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Second on the line will be Bob in Michigan. Mike in Colorado, we're on with you. Where were we, Mike? Refresh my memory
talking
here.
Talking about not filing since 03 and waiting for the letter.
Okay, well, I hesitate to tell you this. At some point in time, it's likely going to happen, but you just need to know how to address it when it happens.
I am totally prepared. Ralph Winterud and you and others have given me all the ammunition I need, and I'm going to, as a personal thing, my motto is, if I don't contract with the state, they have no power over me.
Well, what they do, as I said, it's an assumed liability. If you have an employer or a contractor that has sent a W-2 to the IRS or a 1099 to the IRS, the IRS has every right to assume that you've participated in a revenue taxable activity, and it's up to you to rebut that.
Right.
There's two ways you can go about it. You can use Pete Hendrickson's book, Cracking the Code. I used the methodology in that once, but also I read Fenner Goldsboro's book, Super Scam, which I think is even a better method than what Pete has, because Pete's method has a tendency to ultimately get you into a paper war with the IRS, which nobody likes to do. I did it for years, and it's not fun, because they try to wear you down by attrition. You know, they'll send you a whole bunch of letters, one agent, and then all of a sudden he'll stop, and then a year later you think it's gone, and another agent from another office in another state will start the whole thing over again, and it's just, you know, it's plausible deniability. One agent doesn't know what the other is doing, so it just turns into a paper war, and it's taxing. It's very stressful.
Well, I imagine so, but for me, it's like it's for me, it's a spiritual battle. It's like, okay, I don't comply, I don't consent, I'm not going to contract with you, and if you guys want to continue to try to do this, I know you're on the dark side, and I am not, so I'm good. And I think it is a spiritual battle. What do you say about that?
No, I agree. I agree. I can remember very low points during that whole battle, and one time where I actually, you know, over these returns that I told you I filed zero returns on, I was eventually called into the IRS, and at the time I was going through a divorce, and my mother was in a nursing home, just a whole bunch of stuff. They caught me at a low point, and they had prepared substitute for returns for me. And rather than going through all of trying to find paperwork and so forth, I was so beaten down, and this will show you the power of a signature. I in the back of my mind was thinking, I'm going to bankrupt these people anyway. And at the time, I didn't know that I couldn't bankrupt them for, it was either 2 or 3 years after the fact. My attorney told me that I could. He turned out to be a liar. But as soon as I signed those forms, they couldn't get out of the room fast enough with those forms. And I thought that was kind of odd, but later on I realized why. Then they threw tax liens on me up to, I don't know, it's like $500,000, which is all gone now, by the way. I owe them nothing. But, you know, that doesn't mean that I didn't have to go through the battle.
Well, exactly, and it becomes a physical battle on the base level, but this is honestly about good and evil. If you're going to let somebody subject you, then shame on you. And if you're willing to stand up and not be subject to anybody else, then more power to you. And my closing statement is, I'm so glad you're back on RBN. Don't go anywhere this time, my friend.
Well, thank you, man.
We love you. You're awesome. I listen to you all the time. I don't call very often, but you're fantastic. And I did donate on the first of the month for your show, $30 through PayPal.
Thank you
and
so
I hope
much.
A lot of people
wait a minute. Wait a minute, Mike. Are you the guy that said I'll donate $50 if somebody wants to match me and never have me call in again?
That is me, exactly. And nobody's told you that, have they?
Nobody's told me that, man. They all love you.
Well, maybe not, but maybe they can tolerate me. But if somebody out there doesn't ever want to hear me call back, send $100. I'll do $100 now because I've got some more work. If nobody ever wants to hear me call back, send $100. I'll match it.
All right, there you go, 800-724-2719, extension 3, folks. There's your opportunity. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Bob in Michigan. Bob, you're on with Michael. Thank you for holding.
Hello, Mr. Michael.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just dandy. Got an email from Pete Hendrickson.
Yeah.
And are you familiar with any recent decisions by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals?
No, I'm not.
Well, they have issued a stunning ruling admitting that the United States and the federal courts have been systematically misapplying the income tax as a non-apportioned direct tax for decades. The clear implication is that literally trillions of dollars have been improperly taken from the rightful owners.
Well, we need to file a class action suit then, Ken. Or excuse me, Bob.
absolutely. It says the paradigm-shattering admission by the panel of the circuit court, which has since been replicated in other circuits as well, came in a ruling reported as Parker versus, I don't understand this, it's spelled C-O-M-M apostrophe R.
Well, let me ask you this. Did it come in Pete Hendrickson's newsletter?
It came via email.
It came via email. Well, I know, but it's...
I guess it's a newsletter, yeah.
Okay, I think I've got it, so I'll go take a look at it. I'm on his mailing list, and I haven't read it lately, okay, you know, but I will. And, I mean, you know, after reading...
I can also forward this to you, and it's got hot links in it to the case and all the rest
have
of that.
Have you got my email address, Bob?
It's something 12,000 at Yahoo.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you in touch... I'm going to put you in touch with my board operator right now before I... Well, talk to my board... Mike, take Bob's call, and I'm forwarding my email again, and give it to Bob, Mike, okay? And then send it over to me. I'll take a look at it, and I'll report it on the air, Bob.
Okay. I'm going to try and match... What was the previous caller?
Mike? Well,
yeah,
it depends.
I'm gonna try.
If you want Mike kicked off, if you want Mike kicked off the air forever, send $100, but you really don't. But he's a good guy.
You're such a piece of work. I'm going to do my best to get you $100. I'm on Social Security. I lost everything in 08. They took it all.
Well, no. Don't take food off your table, man. Send what you can send.
I'm all by myself. My house is paid for, and you know, when I seriously run around collecting returnable cans and just anything I can do to make money, mow grass and fix lawnmowers and crap like that. So, but I got about 80 right now, and when I get up to 100, I'll send it in.
Well, just make sure that you say it's because Michael Herzog harassed you, okay?
Another guy that said somebody had to match 50 and he could send in 30, and then if somebody'd send in 100, he'd match that.
Oh, that was Mike. In Colorado. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike in Colorado. Well, that's what I'm trying to do is get him stuck with another $100.
Yeah, but he's only making that statement if you want him off the air. Okay, you got to kick him off the air. Well, then don't send.
I didn't catch that part.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. Just send what you can send, buddy. Okay?
Okay.
And by the way, my board operator's got my email address, so get it from him and then forward me that stuff, okay?
Okay, I will do.
All right, don't hang up. Mike.
All right, I got you.
Pick up Bob. All right, let's go to Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Let me start out with a friend of mine. He went in front of a judge, and the judge says, is your name Don? He said, well, some people say I am. He never gave him authority over him.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to think what could you say in front of a judge that would, you know, that would reflect.
Well,
they ask you
your name. Okay, are you Michael Herzog? And you know, I just say, well, no. As far as I'm concerned,
you're
Michael Herzog. It gets into the whole trustee prosecutor thing, but they ask your name, address, and then they ask you, you know, you're being charged with, do you understand? Okay, as soon as you give them that information, you are consenting to be their straw man. So, no, you don't understand, okay? And you are, you know, my name is Michael of the clan Herzog, okay? But, no, I do not consent to your straw man, all capital letters, Michael Herzog. That's not me. I'm a flesh and blood human being.
That's right. A couple things. Back in 2006, we got a go around with Code Compliance Corporation here in Fort Worth, and this ain't right, and we want to get trial by jury, so we went down there, and the bailiff gave us, my wife, a piece of paper, and we put on there, I'm not a corporation, don't live in the zone, don't live in the metro, you know, and gave it to him, and the judge said, we'll get back to you, never did. That was in 06.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and I have not. I try to stay under the radar, okay, and I haven't.
I think we disappeared in front of the judge's eyes. We disappeared.
Yeah. No. I try to stay under the radar and not get involved in any of that stuff. Okay. If I were to be, then I would use it. But I know that, you know, for people that really want to dig into the logistics of this, Ralph Winrode is a great guy to listen to. You know, and I haven't boned
up on it.
Go ahead.
Sometimes you learn by doing, because you have to do something.
Right. That's the same thing that happened when I got involved in the paper war with the IRS. I did it because I had to do it, not because I wanted to do it. You know,
I
didn't.
I'm not
really
going to go down there and poke them on a stick, but I'm going to have to protect myself if the day ever comes. But they tore my wife's house down, and they parked a Caterpillar on the property and never asked to contract with her. Park it there. Anyway, they keep sending her bills, and I get the back at the front of the bill. I don't take part in sustainable development. This is not a contract. I don't live in a contract. This is not a contract. I don't live in a zone. Don't live in a metro. Produce my articles of incorporation. I don't live in the land of Oz. I come in the United States with a the Constitution. I don't come. Ban Ki-moon is not my boss. I don't come under a United Nations Charter, and I fill it out and some stuff on the back. And I sent back 22 of them already.
Okay. Have they responded to any of them?
They keep sending them back to me, and I keep sending them back to them.
Well, okay.
Do you think 22 is quite a few?
I think that's, yes, I think that's more than enough, okay? But it just goes to show you they're to...
I just sent one back again today. Then the mailman will bring it back, and I send it back, and they'll bring it back, and I send it back, and it eventually goes. But they've been we've been doing this for, 3-4 years now, 4 or 5.
Well, as long as you don't give them consent, okay? So
I know. And I said, I put on there, I'm a woman. I'm not an animal. I'm a child of God. I'm not a former fetus. And I keep adding to it as things fills up, and I send it back to them.
Well,
and also,
welcome.
I used to get bills from hospital bills. And I did the same thing to them. They stopped sending me bills. I'm starting to think the purpose of the courts is a corporation court. We contract together, and you don't perform, and you're a corporation. I'm a corporation, and we go to court. And I'm starting to think that the only thing the corporations could have paid between each other are Federal Reserve notes.
That's true. Yes.
Okay. What would happen if you go down and pay your taxes and give a nice little 10th ounce of gold and say, I want to render my taxes paid?
I don't know what they would do.
You know who Rice McLeod is?
No, I don't.
Google him. We used to go to meetings over in Irving, Texas, and what should we talk about? We talk about paying off our debts with bonds, but we always learned something every time we went there. And just like he said one time, some woman went in the courtroom, and the judge said, how do you plead? I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, and he says, case dismissed.
Well, that's a good one.
You can do crazy things, you know, but we learn something every time we go see them.
Well, it all boils down to they're trying to get consent from you, you know, that you are indeed the straw man. You know, all capital letter straw man. As long as you don't give it to them, there's nothing.
You're not a straw man, and I'm not a stakeholder either.
Right. So, you know, as long as you don't give it to them, there's nothing they can do.
Right.
Because they have to have that in order to proceed, because they can't deal with a human being. But anyway, anything else you got before I let you go, Ken?
Well, you got the basic of it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, man. Have a good weekend. Appreciate it.
Later. Bless you.
Okay. It's funny. You know, I haven't done this in years. I haven't even talked about this in a long, long time. I probably should bring Pete back up on the show. But Bob sends me that. I'm going to read that over and see what it says. But that's huge, folks. If the court has ruled on that's been happening over the however many decades it's been, and we behind the scenes know that, okay, but for them to come out and admit that seems to me would be grounds for a major class action suit. To recover God knows how much money from the people that would be filing the suit. So I'm going to have to stay on top of that. I hope Bob got my email address, and he sends me that information. That should be interesting. But now I'm going to have I guess I'm going to have Pete back up on the show, and maybe Finn or Goldsboro. But, when I put this information out here, folks, I'm not telling you to do anything or not doing anything. I'm just throwing it out there. And I'm sharing with you some of the things that I've had to go through over the years. It is not fun being in a paper war with the Internal Revenue Service, because they are relentless and they do not go away. So just be prepared. And before you even enter into or start, submitting any information back to them, make sure you know what you're doing and you know how to word it and dot all your I's and cross all your T's, because they're looking for anything they can find to catch you, okay? Or that actually what they're looking for really is they're looking to see how informed you really are, as opposed to uninformed, which the masses are uninformed. They know that. They will eventually intimidate the masses, and they will, concede to this evil. But if you're informed and you've got your act together and they know you know what you're talking about and you specify it to them, they go away. They don't go away forever, but what will happen ultimately is the agent that has been assigned to the case will go away. The whole thing will drop for a year, 2-3 years, and then some other agent in some other town will start it all over again. And that agent won't be told that, or won't be supplied with any of the information the other agent had. That's the way they work, because it's, you know, the organization is huge, and you know, they have a tendency. Another thing I'll bring up with those substitute for returns, that I attempted to recover the copies of those returns that I was going to use in a, I think it was a bankruptcy. And those returns themselves are not legal. A substitute for return is not even legal for them to do. There is no legislation that allows, or they have no delegation of authority to even prepare one. So when I tried to get those returns from them, they were conveniently gone. They were lost. It was entered into recorder's office that I had liens for X amount of dollars, but the actual documentation that my signature, which is the most powerful thing I have, was put on those documents was nowhere to be found. So it was a phantom. So we're dealing with people that are compartmentalized. They are less than ethical. I don't even want to say that. There are some nice people in the IRS, but I don't. They're taught, just like we were taught in school. You know, history is taught by the winners, or history is written by the winners, and we are given a false sense of what history actually is. Well, it's the same thing with these bureaucrats. They are given a false sense. They believe they're doing the right thing because they're only being believed what they're taught to do. It's the upper echelon of people that, when it's brought to their attention, for example, just like the lady I told you stuck a badge in my face and I handed her a copy of the Internal Revenue Service Code, she turned white and ran out of the room. Well, I know what she was doing. She was doing the same thing a car salesman will do if you're sitting there and he's trying to make a deal with you. He doesn't know what to say. He has to run back into his manager to come out to find out where to go next. It's the same thing that they do. They are completely compartmentalized. They have little knowledge, if any, of the actual Internal Revenue Service Code, because when I threw that out there and I told her to point it out to me, you'd have thought I put a cross up to a vampire. I mean, the blood ran out of her face and she couldn't get out of the room fast enough. But also what they had done is they had put a partner in there with her. I may have told this story before. This guy was at least 6'8", and he looked like a gorilla. This guy was just is all muscle, okay? And I think they put the guy in the room simply to intimidate me. And I actually came out and asked if, you know, I said, did you go to school to learn how to do this? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, you better go back because it isn't working. the guy looked at me, and I had a friend of mine that was in there with me. There was a witness. I brought him in as a witness. And he filed tax returns and paid taxes. And he was just, you'd have thought he was going to poop in his pants. He couldn't believe it came out, that I came out with that. But at any rate, I'm not wishing this on any of you. Everybody has to, you know, walk their own path, and everybody has to do what's comfortable in their own truth, folks. So I want to be clear here. I'm not telling you or suggesting to you to do A or to do B. The only thing I'm trying to do is throw it out there and educate my brothers and sisters here that, you know, as we all know, or at least, you know, the old listeners know, that life isn't what we think it is, okay? We are living in, indeed, a fantasy land that is created by these people to literally stick us and bleed us, as John's intro song says, all through our lives. That's all they care about. They are farming us. They are farming us for our labor and our money, and they are sticking to us every way that they can. They want us to die broke. Henceforth, the reason the medical system is the way it is. Okay, they're not trying to cure any illness in the medical system. They are trying to bleed you for as much money as they can. The entire medical system in this United States is absolutely absurd. The amounts of money that they are charging people to go in and have anything done is just it's borders on the ridiculous. As a matter of fact, there's a I had a listener at one time that sent me a readout of a there's medical centers, medical doctors that have gotten together all over the world, and they are now treating people and showing people where they can go in anywhere in the world to get a surgery. For example, let's say you want to have, or you had to have open heart surgery. Here in the United States, I think that's somewhere up around $150,000 to $200,000. You can get the same thing done in India for $10,000. So they are releasing this information out to people who want to be informed, who do not want to be continually bled by the medical establishment here in this country. And another atrocity that they did is, you know, trying to make all this money on Obamacare and shoving it down people's throats, forcing them to buy something and is an absolute con, it just shows you the mentality of who these people are. They are not about helping the American people. Everything is a con. Everything is a joke. Everything is a, you know, and they laugh behind closed doors at how bad they can screw us while they're sticking money in their own pockets. It's just disgusting. So once you wake up to that, you know, I said before on other shows, it's a blessing and a curse. I'm glad I woke up to it, but I'll tell you what, to watch my fellow man be conned, you know, and kowtowed by these people on a regular basis and think that it's their duty or they have to do it. No, they have to give consent. Consent is the key word. So be very careful. And again, I'm not so much talking to the, you know, the old-time veteran listeners of RBN. I'm talking about the new people out there that are looking to, you know, protect themselves. It's a long journey. And it's something that, you know, once you've got it in your head and you know what to do, you know how to react or not react to these people, it opens up a completely different world to you. And you start feeling the power of being able to, you know, take your life back, if you will. You know, ask yourself the question, when was it when you first woke up? How did you feel when you woke up and you really found that our government wasn't benevolent like you'd always been taught it was? How did you feel? I know how I felt. I felt like I'd lost a loved one. I didn't want to believe that. I wanted to believe the government was benevolent. But as we look around us and we see what's happening in this world today, and we look at the defense budget, which really is an offense budget, like I said earlier, and they are doing nothing but bombing countries and killing people for no real reason other than total control of their of the oil, of the pipelines, of the, you know, of the governments and so forth, that is absolutely atrocious. It's sickening. And these people that are in this laughing all the way to the bank over it, making these billions of dollars, this is why I've brought out the Hillary Clinton death list. This is why I talked about Vince Foster. This is why I bring up Iran-Contra. It's because this has been going on for years, and it's the same center of people that are continually doing it. They're alive to this day, and they need to be stopped. John and I had a conversation earlier about, you know, are we going to get back on the Trump train? Well, we haven't bought a ticket yet, but we're looking at it. We're going to see what happens with the appointment of a new head of the FBI. And I got a message from one of the listeners, thank you very much, said it has to be approved by the Senate. I didn't know that, so I thank you for that information. Once he gets in there, let's see what he does, folks. I hear the music. It's Friday night. Have a good weekend. Stay out of trouble. I'll see you Monday night with John Hankey. We're going to be talking about Omar Mateen and the Pulse nightclub shooting. Bye for now.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.